to stay. The king was wearing nothing and it lit up half the air.
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
the king's new clothes? So what's the light of wear?
King's new clothes.
What's the light of wear?
King's new clothes.
What's the light of wear?
King's new clothes.
The king's new clothes. Well, the papers didn't know quite what to do. So they told you not to think. You've never seen quite anything so wonderful, so beautiful. These clothes fit for the king.
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
the king's new clothes? So what's it like to wear
king's new clothes?
What's it like to wear
king's new clothes?
What's it like to wear? Sometimes men are blind, and it takes a child to find the fear of pride and prejudice, so seeds an empty mind.
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
king's new clothes?
Have you ever seen
the king's new clothes? So what's the light to wear?
King's new clothes.
What's the light to wear?
King's new clothes.
What's the light to wear?
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 664. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Vi from Leeds. The song is called King's New Clothes, and it's on the compilation album 499-2139. That is the phone number of the Rocket Record Company that put out that comp in 1979, the label of Elton John, actually. He published the phone number, told bands to call in with The Sound of Now, and this is what he got. I enjoyed that track there. Sounds like David Bowie fronting the jam. A lot of the album is the same way. A lot of bands that never quite were, including some that sound a lot like Elvis Costello, some that sound a lot like Joe Jackson, and all of that sounds really good in my book, as any power pop fan will tell you. A band that was only mediocre in 1979 is fantastic in 2023. Anyway, I've got good music for you this week. Let's get on with it. This is The Dreaded Lair of Me with the song Daffodils in Love.
I feel nervous and strangely accomplished as the only woman here at the bar with no one sitting by my side doing card tricks, but I wanna go back to my apartment. I don't wanna stick up my nose. I just want a place to change my clothes. I feel nervous and strangely accomplished.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Cinema Hearts from Washington, D.C. That's the project of Caroline Wainroth. The song I played was Fender Factory, and you can find that on the new EP, I Want You, which will be out September 22nd on her own Burnished Records. The EP just contains, I think, 5 songs from the first couple of albums. I'm not sure if they re-recorded or not, but it's an excellent introduction to the work of Cinema Hearts, if you're interested in such a thing. Before that, we heard from the Dreaded Laramie from Nashville. The song is Daffodils in Love, and it was on the band's debut, The Dreaded Laramie EP, which came out in 2019, self-released, and that one's digital only. I picked that one up on a Bandcamp Friday, and you can too. I enjoy that band. I enjoy all the bands I play on Too Much Rock Podcast, except for the ones I don't. And that's kind of how it works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, more music for you here with, a little bit of laid-back vibe for a few. This is Skylarks with Caroline's Car.
Take you far. Everybody on the block knows you're gonna be a star. You want to ride, but you won't go far. Until you ride in Caroline's car. All your friends are on your side, or so they. We'll be right back.
stone. But now it's beating brightly. The past's a foreign land. I did my best, you understand. Beneath the moon and stars.
Promised you things were going to get a little chill there, and they did. That was Teenage Fan Club with the song Foreign Land. That leads off the new album Nothing Lasts Forever, which will be out September 22nd on Merge Records. That Glasgow band's been around forever, sometimes in the heart of power pop and sometimes there on the edges, and this album is one of those. It's a very relaxed, I don't know, almost Americana sort of album there. A little bit of jingle. It's still got some power pop to it, but it's a little more chill than I would like. Before that, we heard from The Natural with the song Wait For Me. That's on the new album Summer of No Light, came out September 1st of this year on Dirty Bingo Records. That's a project of Kip Berman, who we know from delightful twee-ish indie pop. This is his second album in that persona there, but alt country almost, and I like that album a lot. And then we started off with the Skylarks with the song Caroline's Car. That was on the album Suitcase City, which came out in 1999 on Aluminum Siding Records. That band based out of Decatur, Georgia. And it is a fantastic record that I had never heard until, you know, a couple weeks ago when I picked that one up. Definitely for fans of R.E.M. there. It's got a bit of that jangle to it. It's got a bit of that, I don't know, folksiness to it. It's got a lot of power pop. It's just a really, really good record. One of those that I wish I would have discovered in 1999. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 664. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media networks like Facebook, X, Instagram, Blue Sky, at Sid Much Rock, or Too Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we got a couple of interesting things coming up. I Hate God is playing the Record Bar on the 18th. On the 20th, we've got Daniel Gum at Mean Mule, Behemoth at the Truman, The Used at the Uptown, and Viagra Boys are playing Starlight. They're an opener, but they're who I would go to see. On the 22nd, Gemini Park's Release Party at The Ship, or Dreamist at Howdy, or Natalie Prosser at Farewell. 23rd, Thong Gag is at Goofball Skateboards, Guns N' Roses at the Kaufman, Emmeline Twist is at Lemonade Park. 24th, Broken Record at Howdy, Owl City at Truman. 26th, Avenged Sevenfold is at T-Mobile. And on the 27th, you got the Surfer Jets at Record Bar, Frog Pond at Crossroads Hotel, MSSV at Minibar, Off With Their Heads at Farewell. I do it for now. Looking at the website, we've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of that Double Drag, Blushing, and Emmeline Twist show from a couple weeks ago at the Minibar. All right, we got time for one more track here. And we've done the last couple of weeks because the weather is turning and that's where my head's at. We're going to end here with some black metal. This is Agrinthros from Finland. I'm going to play the song Suruman Valsi. It's on the band's album Sintaset Satanat Kriat. And boy, I know my Finnish, right? This came out August 25th on Purity Through Fire. And it's an excellent record with a lot of atmosphere. And it's... You know, I say things like it should appeal to a lot of people, but maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Let me know. I enjoy this one. So we're going to end things here. This is Agrinthros with Suruman Valsi. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Yeah.